As I was telling the first service, I thought I could get out of this. You know, I don't like this. But when the pastor warned us before coming, you know, to our trip, that we are expected to give a testimony. But then I said, she will forget it, right? And then Friday, or Thursday, I saw the program when I attended choir practice, and I said, uh-oh, testimonies. But the pastor hasn't told anything, you know. So I said, maybe there are designated speakers, and I am again free from it. But Friday night, this is official. The pastor called me, and there is no way out. So I told... So I told Jonathan, I said, John, start thinking about what you will say. Well, he was done by Friday night, you know, with what he will say. And I said, that's good, but I don't have anything yet. So Saturday, you know, I was rushing and I was trying to put together things that, there's so much experience that we had in our trip in Jerusalem. And I hope that you will be there, but... Anyway, whatever I wrote in there was the last script that I made, and this is final. So, here we go. February 13, 2018 was the beginning of our long-awaited journey to the Holy Land. My heart was full of excitement in anticipation of the trip. A good omen welcomed us with a beautiful sunrise captured by pastor's camera. I have two objectives in coming to Jerusalem, to Israel. First is to be actually to walk and relive the history of our Lord Jesus Christ, to see how and when he chose the place and the people where he loved and cared for, even giving his life for them and for all of us. Our few days there proved the place to be a wonder place. No room for fear and danger, but peace, love, and contentment. The water in the Jordan River, where we remembered our baptism, looks dirty. But when we saved the water, it was crystal clear. The Dead Sea was 87% minerals, yet it provides beauty and healing to people. The Wailing Wall, where soldiers are stationed, to protect the place, yet everyone is not bothered by their presence. Everyone was concentrated in praying to their gods. No fear, but peace emanates. God shows no partiality. God's gift of faith is for all the world, and this breaks down barriers among people and nations. The Garden of Gethsemane was surrounded with olive trees, reminiscent of age and longevity, but with healthy branches and leaves sprouting and giving cool shade and serenity to people as they pray. Mind you, these trees are over 2,000 years old. My second objective in coming there is to talk to him, Jesus, about my children. I worry about everything, even things that I truly have no control over. Where else can I get a better answer but here, his chosen place where his presence was everywhere, and I am with my two children. As you know, my sparing partner is John, and although he is very independent, he needs love, care, and guidance. My daughter lives in Massachusetts, and I'm getting old. Who will take care of my son when I'm gone? I remember Philippians 4:6-7, it says, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Jesus Christ. So I did it. I endorsed my problem to him, to God, to Jesus. I said, Jesus, you know what to do. I don't. So I can serve you in my own way. I could help other people. I felt truly unburdened of my worry after this prayer. Again, I remembered Proverbs 4, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. Lean not on your own understanding. Follow his will at all times, and he will show you the path to trod. And he certainly did. He used me in an area where I was trained. He told me, no retirement for you, kid. I have a job to do for you. He let Minda and I took care of our teammate who fell and hit her head so hard in the pavement, but showed no laceration at all, no concussion. Then we also attended to a young man in the airplane coming home who was showing some cardiac problems, but we were able to endorse him safely to the paramedics in Des Moines, Iowa, without him going into cardiac arrest or cardiogenic shock. There was no room for fear. Our team was praying while we were attending to this guy. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, Psalm 46:1. So he took care of my problem, and I just followed the path that he is trying to show me, directing me to go. And I thank God for this unforgettable trip, and we glorify his name forever.